Hello, and welcome to the HF Propagation Prediction Report for March 2010 with me, Steve Nichols, G0KYA. Well, it's been a real mixed bag this month. Solar cycle 24 is progressing nicely, but there are still periods when sunspots are a little scarce. And over the last month, we've had both, really. We had a solar flux low of 74 and a high of 96 on the 12th of February. Which brought some very, very good conditions on 15 metres and even 10 metres. 15 was really humming with some very, very loud signals from all over the world. And again, 10 metres was open from the UK. We had openings to the south, to Israel and to Africa. But then again, we've also had some serious solar flare problems as well. We had a geomagnetic A index low of zero on the 5th of February, but then things really did start to hot up. And we had a high of 11 on the 16th. Now, an A index high of 11 isn't really that bad. It's really not that bad at all. But on the 12th of February, we had the brightest solar flare in more than 2 years. And Sunspot 1046 produced an M8.3 flare, which caused a tremendous aurora. There were reports of visual and radio aurora in Norway. So it's that kind of the time in the solar cycle when the things can be very good and things can be very, very bad. One minute you can have fantastic DX conditions on the HF bands. Next minute we have an aurora and things go badly wrong. Now, what can we expect for the beginning of March? Well, solar conditions are going to be quiet at the beginning of the month, but fingers crossed we'll hope to see some sunspots later in the month, perhaps from around about the 12th onwards, but it's very hard to tell. We use the stereo satellite system to look around the back of the sun a little bit, but we're not seeing much at the moment. But we do know that there is some activity going on around there, so we just have to wait. This time, equinox periods, so longer daytime periods than we had in winter, and logically shorter nighttime periods too. And these months tend to be the best months for working north-south paths, such as UK to South Africa. So we're seeing some very, very good paths opening up on the higher bands on 21 megs north-south. So you get UK to South Africa and USA to South America. Let's look at each band now and see what else you can expect. Well, on top band, 1.8 megahertz, 160 meters, look for short skip and DX openings at night. There'll be little daylight skip will be possible due to absorption, but openings are out to around 1300 miles and occasionally further field can be expected at night, with conditions peaking around midnight and again at those grey line conditions at sunrise. So keep an eye on top band at sunrise or just before sunrise. 80 metres, 3.5 megahertz will generally follow the characteristics of top band at night, but also provide pretty good openings out to around 250-300 miles during the day. And these will lengthen to around 500 to 2300 miles at night with fairly good DX opportunities at times. 40 metres, 7 megahertz, again should open to DX in an easterly direction at sunset, and openings to the west should be possible after midnight and should peak just before sunrise. Contact should be possible during the day, although the lower critical frequencies we're seeing may mean it's difficult to work other fairly local stations, while perfectly possible to talk to stations further afield. If we see the flux rise, perhaps towards 100, then 40 metres may open to what we call NVIS or near vertical incidence contacts around your locality, but 80 metres will still be the best band for contacts around your state or around your country. 20 metres, 40 megs are still likely to be the best DX band between sunrise and sunset, and probably offer the best DX in terms of an overall spread across the globe. The bands may occasionally open after dark, perhaps to the southern hemisphere, and good openings will be possible during daylight hours out to around 2300 miles. 70 metres, 15 metres, that's 18 megahertz, 21 megahertz, should also provide fairly good DX openings during daylight hours, especially to Africa and from the UK and South America from the UK, and similar kind of pattern from the USA as well. 70 metres will be open more often than 15 metres, but if we get a few more sunspots, 50 metres will become a great DX band, will become the band of choice, if you like, for some really, really good DX with lower noise levels. Both bands likely to close shortly after sunset. Now, 12 metres, 10 metres, 24 megahertz, 28 megs. Well, it's a mixed bag, really. Could be disappointing bands if the solar flux remains low, but if the solar flux heads towards the high 80s, 90s, then openings will occur on both bands, although 24 megs will open first, so keep an eye on that one. If the flux breaks the 100 mark, we can expect to see some very, very, very good DX openings on 10 metres. We won't be seeing any sporadic E just yet on 10, I don't think. We might start to see that in early May, probably around about the 1st of May. So we've still got a couple of months to go. Well, I hope that's helpful to you, and good DX, and see you soon from G0KYA.